GMO.
This week, the Indian government rejected what would have been that country's first transgenic food crop, a genetically modified eggplant. The company that developed it, an Indian subsidiary of the American company Monsanto, claims that the crop would boost yield substantially and cut the need for pesticides. But opponents are concerned that it might harm consumers, the environment, and small farmers. For a bit of perspective on the controversy, let's turn now to Dr. Lisa Weasel. She's a molecular biologist. Dr. Weasel, what's going on in India right now in regard to this proposed new crop? It's a genetically modified eggplant, or brinjal, as it's called there.
That's right. I think that there's a huge amount of controversy with consumers, farmers, and government policymakers asking questions about whether or not there have been adequate safety and environmental regulatory research done on this crop and whether it's really ready to be released for commercial growth.
Maybe you can explain what the concern is about, because there's already a genetically modified cotton that's widely grown in India. And, you know, though GMO has been incredibly polarizing around the globe, here in the U.S., most of our corn is from genetically modified seeds. So why a genetically modified eggplant specifically? Why is this causing so much concern for India?
Sure. I think that globally this is the first relatively unprocessed genetically modified food for human consumption.